Mr. Christou, how would you describe the political situation in Turkey? What policy does the AKP conduct towards other political parties?
Can surely say that Turkey is now passing through a political crisis. The situation is described by the president himself that he is attempting at a regime change in spite of the restrictions imposed by the constitution. And for that target, President Tayyip Erdoğan has ruled out to accept the 7 June election results and have called for a new election, an early election in 1 November, and it's going to be a tough situation for Turkey if the Tayyip Erdoğan AKP is able to pass the present 41% vote and raise the support to 45%, then they are going to be the majority in power. And if not, the present situation will go on. And this gives us a strong conflict between Tayyip Erdoğan's AKP and other parties, and particularly between the Kurdish people and the Turkish government. And there is the risk that Turkey can fall into a white chaos, and no one can see after that. Therefore, we are expecting to bring about a strong results from the elections on our part, and we wish all the political parties gather around the democratic principles. However, the fascist ultra-nationalist MHP has given full support to Tayyip Erdoğan's operations in the Southeast, and therefore the security concerns have overpassed the democratic aspirations. It's a very difficult situation, and unless the international community discusses the Turkish situation and pushes Tayyip Erdoğan to democratic values, the inner dynamics are at a stalemate, and we see no near ending of the situation.
Mr. Petru, you already spoke about the November 1 elections. As far as I understood, you say that it is not so that Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's political party will be able to constitute a majority. You say either it will preserve or the current situation will continue. So can I say that you expect to preserve your places in the parliament? What are your, in general, your expectations from these elections?
Actually, we are assured that we are going to be able to keep our support and even raise our votes because still the problematic of the June 7th elections are staying in place. This is the only power to stop Tayyip Erdoğan's full access to the presidential system. done now. Therefore, we are confident that we are going to preserve our place and even increase. But Tayyip Erdoğan has started a military attack on the Kurdish gangs, and for the time being, in many Kurdish towns, people are under pressure with the pretext of fighting the KKK. However, we see that this real conflict between the native people of those cities and the Turkish security forces who want to get control of the municipalities, which are now elected mayors of the Turkish people, and therefore the outcome of the 1 November elections are also hinging around the resistance of the Turkish people against Tayyip Erdoğan's military attacks in the south. But unless the 1 November elections are cancelled, the outcome is going to be the repetition, even on a bigger scale, of the 7 June election.
Okay. Taking into consideration the campaign AKP started against the Kurds in Turkey, what are the difficulties that your party is facing now?
The basic difficulty for us is that we cannot stop the war only depending on our will. We need the understanding of the Turkish guerrillas to provide a peaceful environment for the elections to be held. And we are also very much concerned with the deaths of our people and the arrest of our mayors. Therefore, our party under both the governmental pressure and also under the pressure of the war situation, and it's really a very difficult situation. We would like to find a way out with the more peaceful policies adopted by the PKK, but the government also violating the major basic human rights values, so that conducting an open and widespread policy, particularly in the southeast Kurdish province, is very difficult for us. This is the major difficulty we are facing, but there is no decrease in the public support for our party, and there's no difficulty in reaching the electorate.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Kistum.